The San Francisco 49ers have done the first week of free agency. Now it's time to focus on the draft. So today, it's going to be our first Mock Draft Monday right here on the BAM Show. Breezy.
Yo.
Let's get it. Excited, man. I'm hyped.
That didn't sound
mood. How you doing over there? We go.
I don't think about it. Like that didn't sound too excited or hyped, you know. So
you know why? I just realized I didn't connect my Ethernet cable, which like, and so like I hesitated for a second. It's not a big deal. I'm on the Wi-Fi, but I feel better when I got my Ethernet cable connected. Everything just works faster, you know.
I guess
it's a mental hurdle, but I'll be okay.
I mean, I think you're right, but it is what it is. What's going on, everybody? Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the BAM Show, aka the Breezy and Mike Show. We are back. We are live. Make some noise. The crew is definitely out there in the chat holding it down. We got a super chat. We started the show off with Fernando. And so for he started off right away. Hell to the no. Bring Zach Wilson. No Zach Wilson. Mike,
are you sure that's what he's saying with this? Are you sure he's not saying like there was another option? Hell no, I'd prefer Zach Wilson. Like hell no, bring Zach Wilson.
It could be that. It's but it says hell to the no instead of hell no. Hell okay. To the no, bring Zach okay. Wilson. Whereas the Seth, if you would have just said hell no, it leaves the option open for what you were trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah. I get that. All right. I like that. I flux. That was an L. I flux with it.
You know, look, it's Mock Draft Monday. I'm having fun. We're going to have some fun. We got the PFF Mock Draft Simulator. Shout out to PFF for finally updating the shit, the joint. It's about time, right? It's about time. I got with the program because they upgraded it. You know what, though? The reason why I like PFF the best because there's no ads. Like, there's nothing going to pop up. Nothing's going to slow your browser down. It's just straight mock draft simulator. No commercials. No nothing. Like, it's just, it's good, right? That's why I like the PFF one the best.
It's like plus how you Google used to be.
I guess. Plus, you get a grade at the end. Not that the grade matters, but you do get a grade at the end. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's kind of like, wow. I like the PFF one the best. Yeah. Uh-oh. What happened? Okay. So I didn't get a memo saying he was going to leave the stage. He just left. Come back. So what we're going to do on Monday?
I'm
you're going to plug in the Ethernet cable and it's going to cause a ripple. But okay. So what we're going to do on Mondays, guys? Thank you for tuning in the show. Shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew, nothing but Niner crew. You guys are in the building, man. Appreciate you one time. I see my man Nick Nice 21 in here early. Bam! Hit us with the bam. Red Jet Shells in the building as well. What's going on, Manly? How you doing, fam? Hope all is well out there. You know what I'm saying? Jax Knox is in the building. Hey. What's good, Jax? You know, Peachy Hells is down. Thanks for tuning in to the BAM Show. I like those emojis around BAM. It's kind of fire now that I think about it. You know what I'm saying? Smash the like button, number one. All right, smash that like button. If you're new to the streams, and make sure you do it on both channels. All right, guys, if you watch it live on one channel, cool. Make sure you go back and watch it on the other channel. Make sure you like it on both channels. And if you're not subscribed to both channels, subscribe to both channels and support both channels by joining the channels. So that way you could become a member of both channels. It's one thing that, you know, just watch, but you could become a member now. Like we upgraded. You know what I'm saying? Terrence in the building, Tanisha in the building. What's going on? Oh, I see Tanya out there. What's going on? Like, we just got everybody in here. Look, it's Monday. We're gonna do mock drafts from now until the draft. Okay, every Monday we're gonna hit you with a different mock draft. Mike, free agency isn't over, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I think the 49ers addressed what they needed to address. I think they got two more positions I think they probably take a look at in free agency as far as, you know, what they didn't address in free agency. And then they really, really start preparing for their draft. What positions do you think the Niners need to still address in free agency? Other than the offensive
line? I would still like them to go out and maybe look for a safety. Maybe look for a safety.
Definitely. That's definitely one of my top positions. Safety and tight end would be my other one. Like, I feel like they are very inexperienced at tight end. It's George, and you know what? That's a word I haven't used yet. I just realized that they're inexperienced. It's George Kittle, the OG, and then it's inexperienced, which means that they're going to probably look at bringing back or signing a veteran tight end, like a Tyler Croft. No,
I know. Tyler Croft, I mean, listen, the veterans are cool and all that stuff, but there's some people out there that we can actually get that are solid pieces.
I mean, so
it's going to be interesting to see how it happens. Is there a delay between our talking?
It could be on your end, but I didn't think so. It seems like you're slow to responding to me.
I think I got like a delay of some sort.
Yeah, you done messed it up. It was perfectly fine until you did something. But that's how it be, you know. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And then Mike tries to fix it, right? That's what happens. Let's get to this mock draft, Mike. What's going on, Terra Dome? We're not going to waste no time. Marty Marr, 49er Empire, is in the building as well. What's going on, fam? Ready to go blooded in here as well. All right, so look, there are some available veteran tight ends. But they'd also, if you know the 49ers, they won't pay. They're not going to pay for... They're already paying George Kittle, so they got to get a guy that's going to come in here and play on a whimsy deal. The guy I think that they sign or re-sign is Ross Dwelly. Just feel like he'll find a way back, just like Demetrius Flanagan Files finds a way back onto the roster. So don't be surprised if it's him, and you know, we'll see what happens. All right, Mike, I don't know how we're going to do this with this delay. This is weird. There's usually not a big seven-second delay between you and I.
Do you want me to hit the refresh button real quick and just see if it fixes it before we start?
I try to refresh yours. Yeah, go ahead. I'm still going to be here, but yeah.
All right. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
So as Mike refreshes, because, you know, he tries to fix stuff up right away, we'll see what happens when he comes back. Until then, I'm going to stay split on the split screen. Guys, if you don't know what's going on out there, man, look. Is that better?
Check. Okay. I think we sound good now, right?
I was always fine. You have.
No, I mean, like the delay. I'm stopping when you talk now.
Good. Good. I guess. Okay.
All right. All fixed. So before we do this, I have a question for you. Okay. I'm so glad I could talk to you normal now. This is great. I'm happy now. All right. So I did a thread. Now you are Mr. Mock Draft Man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Me, not so much. Now I did a thread of the players I would like the Niners to target at certain positions and who they are likely to target. Can I get your thoughts on that before we go into the mock draft?
Sure, man. That's what we're here for.
So I just want to get my man Wayne Breezy's thoughts. I'm going to trust your gut on this one.
I'm all right? Curious to see what players you have envisioned to be 49ers. That's most important. Like, I'm curious to see.
And they're all positions that I think we need.
Okay.
All right. So I start with the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So who I want the 49ers to draft, Jordan Travis.
Okay.
Who they will actually target, Michael Pratt.
Okay. I mean, Jordan Travis, Florida State quarterback, coming off an injury, would be a perfect fit for the San Francisco 49ers. The question is, what are you willing to spend on Jordan Travis? Because I just don't see the Niners drafting the quarterback in the first six rounds of the draft. And so I say that to say that he's not going to make it to the seventh round. All right. So, like, and how, you could take it however you want it, but would he be a great candidate for the Niners? Yes, he's efficient. He has a good deep ball down the field. He's accurate. Like he would be, and he's mobile. He's mobile. Like he can be mobile. But that would be a really good system fit guy with some really good skills. I just don't see him being a 49er. I don't see him being available. I actually think they go to a guy like Devin Leary from Kentucky. Now, you got Michael Pratt up here, but I think they do draft a quarterback, and I think they go with like a guy like Devin Leary out of Kentucky. He's literally Brock Purdy replica.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because you'd be like, why do we want a same type of quarterback? And it's because the quarterback has to be able to really like understand the system. And I think Brock has that cognitive ability, and he has the physical abilities to run the system really well. You could get a guy in here that may lack some of those things, but if you don't really understand what Kyle Shanahan is trying to do, it'd be really hard to run the system.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I'm assuming you like some here. So
I didn't see this, and no disrespect to you, Mike. I did not see this. And I'm sorry, because did you post this yesterday?
The day before?
Either way, I ain't see it. I got to start March seeing 17th. Mike's.
But I posted at 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. You see my insomnia was.
Oh, I see it. But X, I'm going to need you to put Mike Andrews' stuff on my feed. This is ridiculous. I swear to goodness, I was talking to someone yesterday, and one of the people you have on this list was the guy that I said we're going to draft.
All right. So offensive tackle. I like Tyler Guyton.
He's my favorite.
The Niners are likely to go out and get a Blake Fisher.
That's the person that I spoke to yesterday and said that's the guy we're going to draft.
Blake Fisher?
Yes, out of Notre Dame. Right tackle.
Yeah. Yeah, everything about him says Niners are going to get me. I don't know what it is.
The Niners like offensive linemen from Notre Dame.
This
particular regime, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, likes Notre Dame prospects on the offensive line. I could go Mike McGlinchey, Aaron Banks, Blake Fisher will be the 49er. But the good thing is he won't be there. He won't be picked at 31.
Right. So, all right, I'm going to try to speed this up because I don't want this to take the whole time. Defensive end that I liked was Latu.
Yeah.
But I said that 49ers are like, huh?
Yeah. Honestly, not the best as far as production from a defensive end, but I think he's the best defensive end in this draft.
Latu. Yeah. But Chris Broswell, I think we should keep our eye on him.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites, actually. Talked to him at the Senior Bowl. I just like his energy and ability to set the edge. And, you know, he has a really good skill set and could come in here, and he's a strong candidate to be a 49er.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
These are really dope. I don't know if you've been listening to my stuff, but Kalen Bullock has been my number one safety.
So it's weird. Somebody told me he's the most overrated guy, and I was like, oh, okay. Sorry.
They can say he's overrated. And some updated breaking news, Leonard Floyd has officially been signed. So officially signed Devondre Campbell and officially signed Chase Lucas per Adam Schefter. So there you officially have been signed. Guys, relax. but Kalen Bullock is my center fielder, Mike. I've been wanting an Ed Reed, Earl Thomas type of guy. If you ain't going to sign Justin Simmons as a safety in free agency, if you're not going to go that route and get the center fielder, I say get draft the center fielder. Tyler Newbin they're different the way they play safety. He would still be a good prospect.
Okay. All right. So Theon Johnson, my pick, Niners pick, Ben Sinnott. Now this is tight end.
Sinnott is probably one of my favorite tight ends in this draft. He's in my top five. He's actually my number one. Theo Johnson is a very athletic tight end, but you're not gonna get a lot from him. In the blocking, you're going to get the athleticism. You're going to get all that good stuff, right? Like another, just right. Imagine having another weapon on the football field. Well, Ben Sinnott is, we got some breaking news per Matt Barrows. Hold on, let me make sure I'm reading this right. This show is going to be extended a little bit longer if we can. So
yeah, let's get it, man. Let's get it.
The 49ers are being knocked down in draft order in the fourth round and will lose next year's fifth round pick after the NFL found administrative payroll accounting errors at the close of the 2022 league year that resulted in a misreporting of their cumulative player compensation per Matt Barnes. So the 49ers are going to get a lower. So this is going to affect our mock draft today, obviously, because PFF isn't going to be updated. So we're no longer going to be picking, what, 125? We're going to be knocked down.
That's a bomb.
But that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is we're losing in next year's fifth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
All because they made some errors.
Accounting errors, it said, right?
Accounting errors.
Which means Parag. Never mind. I'm a chill. I'm a chill.
Nah, that's tomorrow's show. So we got tomorrow's show already in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Hold on.
There's more. The NFL determined the club would have remained under the salary cap regardless of the era. And there was no intent to circumvent the cap. Still, one of their fourth rounders this year drops from 131 to 135. So that's the fourth rounder that's going to drop. Said the 49ers in the statement, we take responsibility and accept the imposed discipline from the NFL due to a clerical error. At no time did we mislead or otherwise deceive the league or gain a competitive advantage in connection with the payroll mistakes. The NFL IRS is on freaking point.
Yo, but see, like, and I'm with it. Punish the Niners. We deserve it. I'm cool
absolutely.
With that. And
absolutely.
They didn't deceive intentionally is what they should have said. They should have said intentionally. However, there's been tampering cases going on for the last how many seasons in the NFL, and they don't do anything about it, bro.
I feel like this isn't tampering, though, but this is – I get it, though. But
I'm talking about when the punishment is draft compensation. They don't do nothing, though.
When you're great, you have to be made an example. And the 49ers are that type of team that has to be made an example. Okay. And so there it is. And for those that were upset that the San Francisco 49ers didn't address offensive linemen in free agency, breaking news per Matt Maiocco, the 49ers signed offensive lineman Brandon Parker to a one-year contract. He appeared in 59 regular season games with 33 starts for the Raiders in 2018. He will be starting offensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers in 2020. You didn't hear what I said at the end.
In 2028?
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard you. You try to be slick. I heard you. Honest question, though. Like, for real. Are we upset about these accounting mistakes? Because they don't tell us the details of it. And they said we still would have been under the cap. So it's not like, you know, it was a major fraud. Like, oh, we're just going to report this, even though it's not really that. So moving down four spots, not a big deal. Not a major slap on the wrist. But losing a whole pick.
That's the deal. That's the major deal.
That's crazy.
So look, I think, you know what? Let's have the conversation tomorrow. Let's get some more information on it. And let's talk about it tomorrow. But for those that are pissed off, be pissed off. For those that don't care, don't care. But the Niners are being penalized and they're being made an example. Like Mike said, like this is it's unfortunate that it's the 49ers, right? Like it, but that's what happens. But my thing is this: if the league is cracking down on these clerical errors, I'm sure every team is doing it. So make sure that they got them NFL IRS agents out there on the prowl. I want to see all the men and women in black. That's exactly what I want to see. Get out there and get the job done.
Back to my list. Yeah, it's almost done. So I like Theo Johnson. I think he's a physical freak, but limited experience. I would like to see him get a shot. Ben Sinat, though, is, to me, like kind of like this year's George Kittle. Remember, I was like George Kittle didn't have the crazy, crazy stats, but he just tested extremely well.
Yeah, he's a great.
If I'm not mistaken, Ben Sinat's got a phenomenal RAS score.
Yeah, the RAS score is high. He's a great blocking tight end. He's a great pass catching tight end, and then he ran fast at the combine. So at the end of the day, like it's the George Kittle comp, like you know what
right,
I mean.
Right.
So like and it's not about replacing George Kittle. It's about complementing him. But if you got two George Kittle type players on the field at the same time,
trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble. All right. This right here is my favorite player on this whole list. I'm not gonna lie to you. Keon Coleman.
Okay.
I got a star next to him. I have no idea where he's gonna go in this draft. But I absolutely love this kid. I absolutely love this kid.
What do you like about him? And then I'll give you my take on him.
For me, it's simple. Size, and he's tough. He is tough at the point of attack. And like he don't play like he's soft. Hold on. Let me. I don't want to tell y'all nothing wrong. If I'm not mistaken, he's like 6'4".
No, you're right. So the size, he's a four or five guy. You know, as far as a wide receiver, and you know, I don't think the Niners are so tough if they're going to draft a wide receiver. Was there anything else you wanted to say before I give you my spiel on him?
6'4", 215. But like I said, he's physical. He's not afraid of contact. He does some really, really special things with the ball in his hand. The only thing is that he's 6'4". The Niners don't target receivers that big. So that's why.
Well, Jamal Jennings is that big. So, like.
They don't target receivers that big that move well. Most of the big guys that they get, like you say, are they going to convert inside of a tight end?
With moving well and running fast is two different things. Jawan Jennings moves very well. You watch it. You know what I'm saying?
No, he does. He does.
So this sounds like Jawan Jennings 2.0 right here. The difference
just faster.
Just a little bit faster on a straight line. But you know what his most impressive skill set is? He's this year's Puka Nacua. So if you want a person that can run a straight line and not zigzag on no routes, like going across the field laterally, this dude is that guy. On top of that, he's got the best hands from the wide receivers. I'm sorry, Marvin Harrison. They're not catching the ball in traffic like that. They're not catching the ball going across the middle of the field. He goes across the middle of the field, and he trusts his hands. So the drops are gone. But because he trusts his hands so much, he's already moving with the ball. Like, it's so weird. So that's Keon Coleman. If the Niners target him, that would be dope. But I think he's going second, third round. Ricky Pearsall
might be more in the Niners' range, the 6-foot frame. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's a Niner. But the thing they drafted him last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have this type of player.
They love this type of player. And they spoke to him at the Senior Bowl.
They do, but I just feel like they already got one like him. So I don't know if they want to go a different route. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Ronnie Bell, for those that don't know what I'm talking about. But this is the type of guy. And Ronnie Bell also has great hands. And Ronnie Bell ran that drill really well at the combine. Like, you know, getting through it with the speed.
My center is Zach Frazier. I think the Niners get a guy like Matt Lee.
I don't like Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. I'm not high on him. If anything, I want the Bertoloni out of Wisconsin, I believe. Tanner.
What the? Yo. Sorry about that.
Christian Haynes out of UConn is there's two guards that I is there's three guards that I want for the Niners to get early. My top three guards, Graham Barton, Christian Haynes, Christian Mahogany out of Boston College. Like those guys will come in and just change the identity of the 49ers run game. Like, literally. You're talking mean, get the fuck out of my way machines. Like, literally.
Everything about Haynes tells me that this is a Niners guy, and I like what I see from him at the surface level. Mm-hmm. I think they can get more out of him than what we saw on film. So, I like him. Corner. Max Melton, I got to get a jersey guy in here somewhere. The Niners will probably end up going with Kamari Lassiter. You know, I think he fits more of what they're looking for. And then I got my linebackers here, Nathaniel Watson, but the Niners will probably go with Tyrese Knight.
Tyrese Knight. Okay. All right.
That's it.
I think the Niners are looking at a guy like more like Cedric Gray from North Carolina. But I do like both of your guys out there. I do.
Very well. All right, you ready to mock riggedy mock?
Good job. Like really good job. I can't wait to get more of your draft coverage. Like, you know what I mean? And so let's get to this mock draft. Let me go ahead and blow this up. You can see it clearly now?
I do. Yes, now I can see it.
All right, so we're going to put it on turbo just in a matter of time. We'll pay attention to the first round to see what the other teams do, and then we'll just focus on what the Niners should do. Now, Mike gets to pick the positions every week.
Wayne's going to pick the positions.
I'm going to give you the prospects, all right? And so I'll pick the prospects. And then we can always flip it, rotate it, Mike, however you want to do it. But for this week, let's do it this way.
Flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no! Better, 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 better. You can be in the morning. All right. So now that free agency is kicked off, Mike, like the cool thing is really to like see what these other teams have done and kind of like scroll back. So as you know, there's going to be some quarterbacks that are going to be taken right away. And Caleb, Drake, and Jaden is off the board. They got the Patriots drafting the quarterback, and then the first receiver is Malik Nabers. So the Cardinals go Malik Nabers. Now, I think the Cardinals in real life may trade out of this and go back and get some extra, you know, get an extra first round pick. So I think they trade out of this, and we'll see what happens. But you got Malik, you got Marvin, three wide receivers back to back, Mike.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, then your first edge rusher is Dallas Turner from Alabama. And then here we go. This is the only thing the 49er faithful care about is the tackle position. So now you're going to get Olamide Maiyiwa Fashanu, right? Penn State, great tackle. I don't want to say good, probably one of the best in the draft. My favorite is Fuaga, who's going to be going to the Jets. Jared Verse is gone. Fuaga goes to the Jets. Joe Alt. So three tackles. Let's count the tackles that get taken too, Mike. That's important in the first round. Okay. JJ, we got three so far. JJ McCarthy goes to the Broncos. Quinn, you mentioned Mitchell goes to the Raiders.
Comes off the board too.
Who?
A fourth quarterback.
Fourth quarterback. Yeah, you might get five. Tyrion Arnold, you got back to back corners. Oh man, Byron Murphy. Interesting because DeForest Buckner is on the last year of his deal, and this might be the replacement. So they go Byron Murphy the second, Troy Fontanu out of Washington goes to the Seahawks tackle. So now we got how many tackles we had? This is the fourth.
Yeah. Fifth, yep.
Six. Just like that.
Just like that, man. Damn. I like Mims too, man. There's no chance Mims falls to us.
Not anymore.
When I did my list, I tried to do it with people I thought might be reachable for the Niners. That's why.
No, that's respectful, but not anymore. Like, it's just amazing how this works. All right, so let's keep going. Six tackles gone so far. Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean, cornerbacks gone. Latu goes to the Dolphins. He is a Dolphin. This is where I would, like, he fits the Dolphin mold of defensive ends. You got to think of Jalen Phillips and those guys out there. That is him. Brian Thomas Jr., another wide receiver going to the Eagles. They get another wide receiver. They got the Vikings drafting Brock Bowers, which is interesting because they already have TJ Hockenson. So they might be looking to do some things different over there in Minnesota. Chop Robinson, edge rusher. Jackson Power Johnson goes to the Packers.
Here's the last guy that I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you skipped over Guyton.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Tyler Guyton. That was the last tackle that he goes to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Darius Robinson goes to the edge rusher, goes to the Cardinals. Kool-Aid goes to Buffalo. Graham Barton would have been the guy I would have reached for in the first round. That would have been the last guy I would have reached for in the first round as a tackle, but he's probably going to kick off and play guard. And then look what look what the Ravens did. They went and got them the speedy Xavier Worthy. So the Niners are on the clock. Mike, you get to pick the position. I'm not going to argue with you about the position. You get to pick the position. I'll pick the player.
There was too much of a run on tackles. I feel like if you're doing that now, you're kind of panicking. Can we look at guards? I know it's early for guards, but who is the best guard out there?
Christian Haynes, Christian Mahogany, those would be the interior guys that I would go with.
Tight ends?
Jatavion Sanders would be the tight end that I don't have a first round grade on him.
Yeah, no. Okay, how about Edge? I know y'all going to hate that, but let's just see who's there on Edge. I know a lot. I saw three or four names that I thought would be gone. See who's left.
Let's go to the edge rushers on defense. There's your boy Chris Broswell. Adisa Isaac is another great edge out of Penn State. Doesn't have the same explosiveness of Chop Robinson, but definitely has the volume. He's a great, great, great edge rusher. But again, Chris Broswell.
All the way to 63.
You could look at wide receiver. You think they take a wide receiver in the first round? Donnie Mitchell's there.
That's a good one. All right, let's look at tackle just in case again. Let's see. Did we do tackle? We didn't look at it.
Nah, we didn't do tackle.
Let's do tackle and then center and then see, and then we'll decide from there.
You got Jerzon Newton, Braden Fisk, and then Rook Ohoroho. Those are the only three tackles I would potentially draft in round one.
Right. And centers are a dime a dozen. I doubt there's going to be anybody with being close to a first round grade.
I mean, center is Zach Frazier. That's the guy you like.
Yeah. All right. Wayne. Oh, man. I would probably go with a corner.
Let's go check out the corners, see who's available. You got TJ Tampa, outside guy, Mike Samristil, Nickelback, Lassiter from Georgia, another outside guy. Most of them are outside guys. I'm only gonna do what you tell me to do, but I'm gonna tell you what I would do.
Well, you tell me what you would do, and then I'm gonna tell you the position to go to.
So I'm going Jerzon Newton here, because I'm looking at the way that the interior is. You looked at the restructure of your boy contract, Javon Hargrave, and so like I'm looking to find. I don't think the free agents that they signed are like the future of the 49ers. But if you draft Jerzon Newton, like you have, like, oh my God, wish he's not as big as Vader, but he is powerful up the middle, bro. Golly, like, I don't know. This is just my pick. I can't believe he's still available. The only thing about him, he's coming off of an injury. Is that could be why he's there?
Like a late injury?
Not late. But it was just, you know, it's collegiate. Senior season.
Yeah. I don't know what position, man. I mean, we do need another defensive lineman, but
we don't need anything other than we literally don't need anything. This is all about the future. This is all about upgrading what you have. That's the Niners. This is how they've set their team up to draft every single year.
All right. I think you should go ahead and get him.
Jerzon Newton. Let's do it. Listen, that's a crush grade. Like, I'm telling you, like, I love Braden Fisk, but if Jerzon Newton is available, like, my top three defensive tackles are Jerzon Newton, Braden Fisk, and Byron Murphy the second. Like, those are my three guys. You just stole one.
Let's look at these offensive linemen. We got to go tackle or
guard. Let's go check out the tackles.
Yo.
I like Patrick Paul. Keyron. Nah.
Let's look at the interior linemen now real quick.
Thank you. Because if one of them guards are available, man.
Yo, you gotta go here. I'm sorry.
I gotta get Christian Haynes, right? I gotta get Christian Haynes.
You can get either Christian is cool with me.
I know.
But you know Haynes is my guy, and I think he's a Niners guy.
I'm going Christian Haynes there, yo. You know,
I think he's a Niners guy.
Yeah. And so I think they do address the tackle position. I just think that they have a specific guy that they're looking to move up, like to become the tackle, like, you know what I'm saying?
Take a look at tackles now.
Yes.
Let's go back to back offensive linemen here.
I wouldn't mind it. I like Christian Jones out of Texas. I like Rosengarten out of Washington. I love Javon Foster out of Missouri. Can we wait? Should we
do me a favor?
We don't pick again to 125.
24. We got 30 picks.
24.
Well,
yeah.
125. 124. Yeah, 124. Take a look at this. Going to sound crazy. Take a look at the quarterback position real quick.
There's your guy, Jordan Travis.
I think we back to back the offensive line here, man. I think we go back to offensive linemen.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think we reaching, because that's I feel like there's some available. I would look. Should we look at the corners?
Oh, I did not look at the corners. You were right. I should have looked at corners, and we should have looked at wide receivers if we'd be in a buck.
See, Max Melton is right there, bro.
That's my guy.
Let's go.
I try not to do it based off of the people that I like. I'm gonna tell you to do it now because I see him sitting there.
He's available, bro. Like I'm telling you, like he's available.
Get him. Get him. Y'all, Wayne did not see my thread, so this is crazy.
All right, now where are we going? This is where you got to start hitting on the draft, man. You
got the sweet spot right here.
Right, you got your first three rounds, round one, two, three. You got them out the way. You took really good prospects, and now you got to start.
Check those tackles out. Check your corners out. Check your tight ends out.
I think this is where you go tackle. Christian Jones is a solid pick. Again, I like Rosengarden. He's mean. Real good footwork. Good in the pass pro. Javon Foster, though, to me is the one that just highlights 49er. He just feels like a 49er. I don't think we addressed the edge.
So yeah, we have to look at edge. We got to look at wide receiver. We got to look at tight end.
All right, wide receivers. You got Cornelius Johnson out of Michigan. These are the guys I would look into. Taj Washington out of USC. It's another one. Luke McCaffrey. I'm not saying that the talent drops, but now you're getting into specifics. Like, if you want a return guy, you get a guy like Latrick Griffin. Joshua Cephas, I still like.
There's some guys left in there. I think there's, because we don't forget we're back up on the clock at 131. So
correct. Which in real life, guys, it moved down to 135 because of the penalty that the 49ers took for the clerical errors.
Right.
Okay. All right. So some edge guys available, man. I like Mohamed Kamara, man. He looked good at the combine too, man. The 49ers have
Like Justin?
Nah. I think he's more of an interior guy for the night. Like he'll be more of an interior guy. I didn't really like him at the senior. Like he had an okay senior bowl, but he didn't stand out to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of the Murphys from UCLA would do good. Solomon Bird, another guy.
All right, let's take a look at linebacker.
Yes, here. Now we talking.
Let's take a look at linebacker.
Now we talking. There's my guy. Now, look, I know we signed Devondre Campbell in free agency. I see you guys out there in the chat. Don't worry. I'm not missing you guys in the chat.
I haven't seen it. What they saying? I've been on full screen over here.
They want Kamara. Cooper Beebe would be a steal. Now you get a guy that could play every position on the offensive line out of Kansas State. Cooper Beebe from center to tackle to guard, like all over the offensive line. I'm not reaching for Eric All right here, which is the tight end. I still think there's some available tight ends you could get a little bit later in the draft. Perhaps we address that around round five. I think we go running back, tight end around five in real life. I like Cedric Gray if you go on linebacker, dog.
Yeah, but I feel like that's early because we got this is our meat right here. We get like, you know, three or four picks in less than 20. So I feel like this is the meat. This is where Niners really go out and do their thing.
Okay.
I think. So they're going to pick them all out of order to mess up. But we should have been paying more attention to who came off before, which is what the Niners will likely end up doing. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll know, oh, there was a run on this. There was a run on that. We don't have that. Let's go with. Let me see. Go back up there again.
I mean, there's really not a run on anything.
It's a couple running backs coming off the board now, but that's it. Let's do Edge. Let's do Edge.
We're gonna do Edge over linebacker right here. Okay.
Let's do Edge.
It's Kamara for me if I'm picking this.
Your pick, your call.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna do Edge here.
Okay, that's fine.
And then we're gonna go boom. We're right back on the clock. Now you got your linebacker.
I'm gonna check to see if he's there. I don't think he's there, but I wouldn't mind. Yep, he's there, so we'll get him. And
okay,
I say we go running back here.
Yep, it's a free pick because this is the one that's not there anymore. So might as well. Oh no, 131's not there anymore. Dang, I did it backwards. Right. I was gonna take the running back with the free pick. That's not there anymore. So that's my fault.
Now, just for those that are watching, you can address the defensive interior with Christian Boyd a little bit later from Northern Iowa. He's a stud up the middle as well.
Bill, when's the next time you're on the clock?
Defensive at 176 will be the next pick after this.
Damn. Hey, check tight ends first for me.
I like Benson Knott and Eric Aldis right there, and I think we'll be able to get – you got Jaheim Bell, Eric Hall, Benson Knott, Theo Johnson, and you got Tanner McLachlan. Jarrett Wiley's still there. Isaac Rex is still there from BYU. I think there's some good prospects there. But if you see your guy.
I like Ben Sinat, and that's who I had the Niners taking. But we're going to do it by position. They're not going to go running back. They're not pressed for running back. So
it's not about being pressed for a position. I wrote about this on WebZone, so if you guys check it out, I went running back here round 5 because – in the mock draft that I was using, Isaac Garendo was available. Now, I don't know if he's going to be available in real life, but you talk about the fastest running back in the combine. He's over 200 pounds. He's 6 foot tall. This kid is powerful, but this kid can run a 4.33. I just feel like the Niners could utilize speed and infuse that back into that outside zone running.
Yeah.
And after that, speed drops off. So, like, do you draft another running back that kind of do what you already got, or do you get the running back that used to do what you wanted with the speed to the outside zone? That's my theory on it.
You're trying to convince me. We should do it anyway, because that's what I said I was going to do. I said I was going to do running back. It's a free pick, but I had him swap. So you might as well go ahead and take your running back now. And then the next one, we have to get a tight end.
We do. And that'll be round 5, which is when we draft
George Kittle.
There you go. And let's see if our George Kittle will still be available. I'm trying to look at it. It's going pretty fast, and I haven't seen him come off the board. I think he just went. You got to be itching me. All right. If Mike says address the tight end, he's gone. Let's see where he went, though. Theo Johnson went to the Bills. I'm looking for Ben Sinat. He went to the Panthers. Wow. He would be there.
42. He wasn't going to fall much further than where we were sitting.
Nah. Yeah. So if we do go tight end, Eric All, kid out of Iowa, will be a good pickup right here. Like, literally, he started his career at UConn. Didn't see a lot of volume at both schools, but was very productive in the volume that he received.
Have we addressed corner and wide receiver yet? I can't remember.
I don't know how to get back to what you picked in this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know there's a way to do it, but I don't remember. I don't want to click off. But
look at wide receivers.
Let's just get Luke.
Uh-oh.
Let's get him. Let's get Lukey.
There you go.
Let's get Luke.
Lukey Dookie.
You got your wide receiver. You got your guy. Now. I felt like we took Max Melton.
Don't do it yet. Oh, yeah. That's right. Jersey.
So we got 3 picks left. We can go tight end. Eric All still on the board. That center Tanner Bordeloni's on the board.
No, you definitely want to go tight end here.
All right, so we're gonna go tight end here. Let's see who's available. If it'll let me, the freak. All right, Eric All would be the guy that I like. Jarrett Wiley would be my number 2. Tanner McLachlan would be my number 3. If we want to go tight end.
Yeah, let's stick with tight end.
All right, I'm going Eric All here. I like this kid. Big body tight end, big target. Where are we going now, man? These are
quarterback.
So we're gonna go 6 round on quarterback. So we're not. All right. So we're gonna draft a quarterback higher than what we drafted Brock Purdy. All right, here we go.
quarterback controversy. Oh my God.
Well, look at these quarterbacks. Like Devin Leary is the one. If I'm looking to keep what I got going, this is how I'm looking at it. If something happened to Brock, I would be confident that Devin Leary would be able to come in here.
See Devin Leary. Oh, there it is. I moved my mouse and the little thing was up there to hide. Okay, I see him. Okay.
I would be confident that Devin Leary would be able to come in and continue the offense, just like Brock was able to do. I really like Talia Tagovailoa because he got a better deep ball. And he's efficient as well. So and mobile. But he's not as efficient as Devin Leary.
Scroll down a little bit more. Let me just see who else is on the board here. Oh, that's it. Okay. It's your call, bro. But we taking the quarterback here. We're gonna start some issues.
In round six.
Yes, sir. You're lucky I didn't think about it last pick.
Comp pick. Got you. Say less. If you let me pick. QB, I'm going Devin Leary. Listen, that's who I'm going with. All right, the last pick on the draft.
I think we have to go back to interior line, Wayne.
So we addressed the interior. I think we have to get that. All right. So are we looking center? Kingsley Egwukon would be a good prospect, but I just don't think the Niners draft centers. I think if this
they
kid
try to convert everybody, but I would like them to commit to.
What was the center that we Donovan West? Remember he went undrafted but had
God, and I love that kid.
I know, but he didn't fit. He didn't work.
Bro, he never touched a field for it. He did a couple in preseason games, and then they let him go. He went to what is that UFL? Or XFL.
I don't know where he went after he left.
He couldn't even start there. I watched the team. I forget what it was, but he went there. Couldn't even get in there. There was two. Center, Jason Poe. That was the other guy.
Jason Poe. Yeah.
Jason Poe. He's about to rip my whole head from my microphone out when he flips back over.
So what are you thinking right now? Like,
show me wide receivers again. I know we just went Luke Dookie.
I see. If you say wide receiver, I know who I'm picking out of the two.
Let's look at every position real quick, other than quarterback. Let's take a look at running backs again. And then we'll do BPA. We're going to look at you're the GM. So now what we're going to do is look at the board and see who's available. And then you're going to take the one that you think is the best.
I thought you were the GM. And I was the coach telling you who I want.
Oh, is that what we do? Okay. Well, so I got it. All right. So I'm going to just stick with
the position. And then we can reverse the order next week. Like, I'll be the GM.
Right. I got to do some more homework. I am not well-versed. I haven't.
If you're up for the challenge, if not, we'll continue to do it.
All right. So, go to the drop-down box. Let's look at punters.
Mike.
What?
Come on, Mike.
Safety.
Shh. That's what I'm freaking wanting to look at.
Let's do safeties. Final answer.
Okay. All right. I like Damani Richardson out of Texas A&M. He's a typical 49er safety, 4'6" guy. And that's what we like. We like 4'6" guy. You don't get a safety faster than 4'6".
He's not 6'2", is he? How tall is he?
6'1". Tell me that's not the 49er safeties, bro. No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead ass serious.
Oh, man. You got to be as slow as molasses and not be 6'2".
That's what it is. If I'm picking a guy that I think will come in and you know, you're getting him late here. Because I think they got him mixed up, but it's Keaton Aladapo. Like, I really like this kid out of Oregon State. And if you want to look at him, you're going to get the 6'1", 217. I thought he tested decent.
Senior.
I thought he tested well. You know what I'm saying? But I spoke to him. He had a really good, to me, good Senior Bowl week. It's not all about what they do in the game. It's about how they practice. And I look for progression day in and day out for the 3 days that I'm there.
take a look at the running backs real quick. Just
Mike,
real
we got,
quick.
We got a running back, Mike. I'm not doubling up. Kyle won't ever double up on running backs.
Is Frank Gore's son still here?
No, he's gone.
All right, give me my, get, let's get a safety and let's go home, man. Let's All get right. a safety and get out of here.
I do
we,
like
we
Josh.
We took a linebacker, right?
Yes, I think we went Cedric Gray.
Okay.
All right, man. Our first official BAM mock draft in the books. Let's go. First pick, got an A. Second pick, B plus. Third pick, A with Max Melton. Then we started falling off. We started doing average. I don't give what they greatest, but Kamara and Cedric Gray. Cedric Gray is like the number one tackling linebacker in college football, bro. That dude got like 847,000 tackles, man. Like that's what we need. We need a guy that's just, I'm a tackler, coach. How many missed tackles we had last year? 845,400 billion. Like that's the guy you want on your team. Kamara
11.
Yes. Isaac Garrido. I think the Niners would be it'll be a great deal for them to add speed to the running back room. Speed that no one's ever seen. Like what was Mostert's 40? I'm just curious. Was he a 4.31 guy? What the hell?
Mostert was fast. He was probably like a 4.34.
So this kid is faster than Mostert, is what I'm trying to say.
Let me see. Let me see. Raheem Mostert.
He's faster than Mostert.
Listed as 4.38. Wow. He must not have stretched.
Yo, that all right. Let me just get his regular. Let me get Isaac's combine time. So I'm not lying. I know he's a 4.33. 4.33, I was right. I don't know how to finish it. Jalen Wright would be the perfect prospect running back for the 49ers out of Tennessee, but we ain't getting him. 1.55 split. His vertical jump, Mike, this kid is 6 feet tall, 221 pounds. His vertical jump is 41 and a half inches, bro. His broad jump is 10.9. Mike, you want to know what number is the best out of all of his numbers? His three cone.
Three cone. Here we go.
6.94, Mike.
That's a little high.
That's not high.
That's a little high. I'm kidding. Come on, man. I'm just messing with y'all. Come on, man. I'm just teasing. Hands up, don't shoot.
His shuttle, his 20-yard shuttle, 4.15. I just think if you add some speed, good golly, O'Malley. Woo. Mm-hmm. Because you know what?
Did they think Luke McCaffrey's going to go undrafted?
No. Who said that?
I'm just looking at the grade as a C.
Nah. Luke's I think it's where we took him. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how they create. Because look where we got Eric late. Eric was supposed to, he was projected to go higher up. And then Devin Leary, we reached up and got one, which we could have got.
Oh, so they just do it based off of if we just took the best player available or the
No, we like, have to you have to address your position, but you want to pay attention to where you're getting the guys. So like if you get a guy later in the draft, that's a steal, your grade probably would be higher. I don't know if I'm right, but that's kind of like how I started to depend off just for the grading. But this draft is a solid draft, Mike. I got to make sure I save this too, by the way. I like this draft, man.
Our first
solid
one,
draft,
the best one, you know,
it's a solid draft. Can't wait to see what we do next week, Mike. Great job, great show. You're a great GM. Guys, thanks for tuning in, man. We appreciate you guys, man. And listen, leave your feedback. If you're listening to this, Mike was supposed to turn this into an audio podcast, but if he didn't already, and we will get that done, I promise to you. If you're listening to us, leave us the feedback. What do you think of the draft? And for those that are watching, leave a comment in the comment section. We'll post this as well on our channels, and so you guys can check it out and let us know what you think. Mock Draft Mondays, every Monday until the draft. It's going to be cool.
That's it, man. We're live all the time, kicking it with the fam, bro. I'm Mike, that's Wayne, and this is the BAM Show. Peace.